Well, continuing along with our state volleyball tournament previews and talking now with Tammy Verbeek, head coach at Western Christian, her team a part of the Class 3A tournament field. Coach, always exciting when the season ends in Coralville. Speak to the thoughts and feelings as you guys get ready for that.
Yeah, you know what? Our team is super excited to get a chance to head down to Coralville. It's something that we cherish, and it's always a very exciting week. Anytime you can end your high school career on what I consider the biggest stage in high school sports, playing in the state tournament, and the Iowa girl does it great. It's just a wonderful experience for these young women, and we're very excited to get to go down there and play.
You mentioned that, you know, getting to the state tournament is something you guys cherish, and I'm sure you would also say it's not something that you take for granted, but it's also something you guys have been able to do a lot over the years there at Western Christian. You know, speak to the culture and standard that has been set there that's allowed that to become the norm.
Yeah, you know what? We have been blessed to go to the state tournament. This will be our 25th year in a row. And when you say that, that's kind of a crazy streak to talk about. But there's a lot that goes into that. We have built a culture of just families and young girls that have dedicated themselves to loving volleyball. And so, you know, these little girls have sat in their stands and watched their sisters and their cousins and just dreamed of wearing a Western Christian volleyball uniform and having their chance to do that someday. And I think that, you know, that standard of excellence and seeing that from generation to generation has just built just a strong culture of just loving the game of volleyball. And that's what's kept our, you know, that streak alive, is just, you know, players committing to that, dreaming of doing that someday. And but a lot of hard work goes into that. It is not taken for granted. It's something that is truly worked at year round to be able to get to do that, and to be able to represent our school down at the state tournament is just a huge blessing.
Tell us about this year's team. Who have been some of the gals that have stepped up and led the way, and what have you liked from your group this year?
Yeah, you know, we only graduated two seniors last year, so we had a strong core back. We have five seniors. Three of those seniors have played varsity. This will be their third year. Our setter, Maggie Van Scapen, is back for her third season. Scarlett Winterfield and Bentley Bleak have been playing for us for, this will be their third year straight. And we definitely have that experience. Great leadership. And then, we have some newcomers that have done well. Morgan Coyman in the middle. She played as a freshman, and she's having an awesome sophomore year. Addie Van Hall and Madden Dieger, you know, are great hitters for us. Breslin Coyma is our libero. And we just have a nice blend of, you know, some senior leaders, some good juniors that are great defensive players for us, and then some strong sophomore athletes that have stepped up. And it's just a nice blend of all the grades, and really blended well together on the team and as a team. And we're looking forward to putting that in action down at Coralville.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you know, this is a group that last year had a lot of underclassmen and played for a state title. So now as you get ready for this week with that experience, as plus, you know, just kind of the culture and the standard that's been set there with the program, how advantageous do you think it is for your girls that they go into it kind of knowing what to expect?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a benefit. A lot of these girls, not all of them, but a lot of them have had a chance to play in a state tournament, and some of them were along last year, so they kind of know the routine of state, what it takes, expectations, the pressure. You know, when we talk about pressure as a privilege, there's definitely pressure on our team this year. We started out ranked number one. We ended the season ranked number one. But we've really talked about pressure as a privilege, and, you know, we've earned that. The state's just showing respect to our team. And, you know, to use that to our advantage and, like, make the most of it. They know what it's going to take, and I do think it is an advantage that we have that experience down at state, and have some of those leaders ready to go in those big moments.
So for your team to have the success that you guys want to have there in Coralville, what does that have to look like? What has to happen?
You know, honestly, it still comes down to fundamentals. You know, serve and pass, you got to do those two things really well. You know, we have a great setter in Maggie Van Scapen, and we have a lot of weapons to go with her. But we got to pass the ball. Unforced errors, it's a game. Volleyball is a game of errors. And I find that if you have less than the other team, you're usually going to win. So we want to make other teams put pressure on other teams, take care of the ball, you know, limit our unforced errors. And, again, fundamentals, serve and pass better than the other team, and you have a shot to do well down there.
Once again, that is Tammy Verbeek, the head volleyball coach at Western Christian. Coach, appreciate the time today. Wish you the best there at State.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.